Welcome to Museums and Chill, a podcast with International Council of Museums, where we talk everything and anything museums. This is Ana Paula from ICOM, and today we bring to you a conversation around sustainable development in museums with the ICOM Award team. Today we have Rachel Kelly from the Museums Society Department at ICOM, who is coordinating the ICOM Award, Henry Magui, the sustainable development expert and co-founder of Curating Tomorrow, a consultancy for museums, the heritage sector, and anyone interested in creating a better future, and also consultant for ICROM in the Art Collections Matter initiative. Lastly, we have José Luis Pedersoli, manager of the Strategic Planning Unit at ICROM, who is also coordinating ICROM's Art Collections Matter initiative, launched in 2020 to connect the dots between collections-based work and sustainable development goals for the UN 2030 agenda. Welcome, everyone, and thank you for being here. Rachel, could you please tell us what the project is, how it started, or what's the aim with the project?
Yes. So the ICOM Award for Sustainable Development Practice in Museums is a recently launched project. So it's the first edition for ICOM. And it's an award meant to happen every 3 years, and the award ceremony coinciding with our general conference. And this time it will be in November 2025. So the idea behind this project is for it not to just be a contest, but also a learning opportunity for our network of museum professionals. And also the idea is to elevate the initiatives happening in the museum sector in terms of sustainable development practice. So it can really be a platform to show how museums are contributing to sustainable development, and created capacity building sessions in collaboration with Curating Tomorrow and ICROM. And this is where Henry and José brought their expertise to the project. So Henry is our expert advisor on the project, and together we elaborated the call for applications and criteria. And with José, we were able to solidify our partnership with ICROM, with their strong suit in capacity building, and he was able to bring his on-field experience to advise our interested applicants.
If a museum is interested in applying, how can they apply?
So first of all, we're accepting projects from ICOM members, and we're accepting projects that have taken place between January 2022 to September 2024. So if your project fits within that timeline, you're definitely eligible to apply. So the way you can do this is if you go on ICOM's website, you will see the page where you have all the links, and you can download your project description form. And once you have filled it in with details on your project, you send it to the eligible ICOM body. The list is also available on our webpage, and your request for an endorsement. And once you have all of these completed documents, you can submit them on the platform with additional materials about your project, photos, videos, reports, etc. And if you require more information throughout the process, if you're stuck somewhere, don't hesitate to write to us at mas@icom.museum, and we will respond to you very fast.
Amazing. Thank you, Rachel, for sharing those details on the ICOM Award. If you're interested in applying, as Rachel mentioned, please access the ICOM website at icom.museum. And now, Henry, José, Rachel, please tell us what sustainable development is in museums.
Sure. I mean, maybe if I kick off, and what I will say is that this is what it means to me, because one of the really important things with sustainable development is it doesn't have to be tied down with a strong definition. What it needs to be done is lots and lots of action. And so when I think about sustainable development, I can think about what it's not. So if people are familiar with the idea of fair trade, the reason we have fair trade is because many other kinds of trade are unfair. And in the same way, the reason we have sustainable development is because many of the things that are called development are very damaging. They're very short-sighted, or they're very one-sided. So development means many different things to different people, in the same way as sustainability means many different things to different people. And one of the big problems is that I see this very often. People will talk in a group. They all think they're talking about sustainability, and then halfway through the discussion, it'll turn out they're all talking about a different thing. And then people will say, we need a definition of sustainability. And they'll kind of discuss and often kind of argue. And then time runs out. And all they've done is kind of slightly disagree about the term. Sustainable development is really different because sustainable development focuses more on the action. And I mean, the way that I often think about this is like sustainable development is not just a concept or an idea. It's something that we do. And we learn what it is by doing it. And so in the way that sustainability, I mean, I tend not to talk about that because, again, it means so many different things. People often think of sustainability as to do with the environment or climate change or, you know, using resources carefully. And to me, that's just not enough. Sustainable development is how we respect and we protect and we fulfill people's human rights on the one hand, and how we protect and restore nature on the other. And bringing those two things together is the best way I have in my head of thinking of what sustainable development is trying to do.
Yes, so if I can add to what Henry said, I agree totally. I also think that I think it's also important to say that sustainable development is what the 193 member states of the United Nations have committed to achieve when they sign up for the Agenda 2030 in 2015, in terms of bringing up this, you know, doing better, doing no harm, but also doing more good for the people, for the planet, for prosperity, for peace, and through partnerships. So it's a concrete action, I think, as Henry said. It's oriented to do less harm and to do more good. And we firmly believe that museums have a very important role to play here to support this action, to support sustainable development. And hence, I think that's the connection. Now, as Henry was saying, there's often the perception that sustainability has only to do with the environment and with the energy efficiency and the waste management of museums, but it's much more than that. Now, when you start thinking about sustainable development, it is across these different dimensions, both social, environmental, and economic. And it's a different way, in my perspective, that museums can look at their work, the way we work with museums, not to activate our collections, activate the work of museums, not to improve the world, not in line with what the Agenda 2030 says, it's transforming our world. And we think the museum has an important role to play. So we are trying to support that, not through the Our Collections Matter initiative here at ICRM, through partnering with ICOM for the Sustainability Awards, to bring that awareness and to provide tools, to provide training, not to inform, and to really to support museums in recognize their potential and really playing, you know, their role to the fullest in contributing to this change that we are going through.
Henry and Jose have really captured what it means for the sector. And for me, when you look at the definition itself of sustainable development from the Brundtland report, it really lies in what legacy we're leaving for the future generations. And when you think about it, museums and cultural institutions are already doing that by preserving all that we have today, all the knowledge. And to me, museums have really that potential to exploit. And for example, when we look at the SDG targets, when you look more closely at them, I'm sure that Jose and Henry will talk more about it later, but you realize that museums are already doing a lot. And I think it's really how we can explore these innovations. It's really about challenging what we're doing, the way we're doing things. And I feel like, yes, this is where museums play a bigger role.
Now that we've had an introduction of the broader aspect of sustainable development, how would you think museums can integrate the sustainable development practices into their day-to-day operations?
I think I would say two bits to this, is that when we think about how museums often do things, because museums can do things, let's be honest, in a really good way and sometimes in not such a good way. And I'm kind of resistant to the idea that museums always do one thing because they're so different. You know, there are many, many different realities. The reality of a big museum in one country is more similar to the reality of a big museum in another country than it is to a small museum in its own. But I think for me, one of the great things I've kind of learned through sustainable development is that the museums don't have to always be the expert or have the answer or have the solution. And sometimes they can, but people all have their own ideas, communities all have their own aspirations, and the museum can help support that, partly by not getting in the way of that, but also by helping like bring people or communities together. For instance, to look at thinking about the socioeconomic or environmental situation in a place. Well, how did we get here? What does history help us understand? How did we get to where we are? What choices were made in the past that resulted in the present, you know, that we have today? What choices do we have available to us today? And then help, you know, provide opportunities for people to say, well, where do we want to go from here? You know, if this is the history of our community, what is the future? How do we want to, you know, how do we help empower everyone to be part of that kind of collective story? How do we bring in the voices that are not heard? How do we bring in the people and communities who are marginalized? So all of this work, I think, also helps to transform museums. And for me, there are kind of a few kind of main ways that museums can do this: how they preserve culture and heritage, how they protect and develop culture and heritage, you know, within the collection or more widely, how they support education for sustainable development, how they help bring people's voices into sustainable development, how they make sure their tourism activities are positive and not damaging, how they unlock the research potential of collections and museums, how they make sure their operations work for the good and not for the bad, and how they work in partnership, you know, locally and globally. So those are the two main things I would say.
For me, I think that museums already use sustainable development practice a lot in their daily operations, but oftentimes these are not perceived or communicated as such. I mean, from the perspective of the sustainable development goals, for instance. I think that's one important thing, to look at the work of museums from the sustainable development perspective and recognize what is already being done, because there is already a lot being done. So just a different way to look at our work. So I would start there. And then, of course, you know, there's always room to do more and to do better. And in our experience, there are basically two main paths to which museums can integrate sustainable development in their work. So one is more inward facing. It's more internal. It has to do with how museums operate. So if museums wish to decarbonize their operations, for instance, no, by improving energy efficiency and waste management, better human resource HR policies and procedures, procurement, et cetera, et cetera. So that's one way. It's more inward facing, as I said. The other one is outward facing. It's facing the communities, the people the museums serve. No, and how can the museums use their work to positively influence the communities they serve? Still through rich, engaging, but I would add transformational experience. So we can deliver rich experience, but they can be transformational for the people coming to the museum, not in terms of driving positive change in attitudes and behavior, across the different dimensions of sustainable development, let's say for climate education, better inclusion, social cohesion, well-being of the people, et cetera, as well as through a meaningful and strategic partnerships, for instance, with the creative industries, with the health sector, and other relevant actors, that can help contribute holistically to sustainable development. So it's very important also to go out of our comfort zone and look for strategic partners elsewhere across sectors. As a way to respond to this, it's a need and an opportunity. So that's when ICROM's Our Collections Matter initiative was created in 2020, exactly to do that, to support museums and other collections-based organizations to concretely connect the dots, as we say, between their work and sustainable development. Again, very concretely, by first improving their understanding of sustainable development, the SDGs, so what we call SDG literacy, and then also having accessible for them no meaningful tools and training opportunities to support their work. For instance, we have an online toolkit with over 600 tools from the heritage sector and beyond across all the SDGs. We have recently launched a self-assessment tool that can help museums have a snapshot of how they are contributing today to the SDGs and where there's untapped potential. And of course, not through strategic partnerships, also with the award, with ICOM for the SDG awards and other actors in the sector, and also very important to look for partnerships outside the sector. And one last thing, of course, to do all of that, the collections of the museums, they must be in good shape, they must be accessible and ready to be used. So I'd like to reinforce here the point that conservation underpins all this work, all this effort. So the conservation is vital as well to support museums, no, and kind of repositioning themselves and going through this this transition.
Yes, and I completely agree with what Henry and Jose have said about museums already having sustainable development practices integrated in their daily practices, even if we don't often realize that we're already doing it. And often we think that implementing sustainable development practices are this big thing that we have to do. But often when we have a closer look at the sustainable development goals and their targets, we realize that a lot of them are actually integrated. And I would say that one step towards that is taking a retrospective approach to how museums are doing things and which methodologies are being used, and agreeing internally with the values that we want the institution to show, where we want to go, what do we want to improve. So I would say that this is one of the first steps. And of course, this can also result in a better visitor experience, because probably the visitors will find their values aligned with the improvements that the institution is taking. So yeah, this is what I would say.
What would you say to people that are thinking of sustainable development and they're probably now questioning themselves, okay, maybe how do I turn my eyes to the museum and see how they are actually implementing sustainable development? What would you share with them as to previous probably cases or museums who have worked with you that you have found interesting because of how they have implemented? It could be an SDG, it could be any type of element that's within sustainable development. What would you share with them as to how does it look for you in a museum or in a cultural sector, how they implement the sustainable development goals?
Yeah, so I think what I would say to that, sustainable development actually helps us make the most efficient and effective and transformative use of the resources we have. And this is why I much prefer sustainable development to sustainability, because you can't have a sustainable institution in an unsustainable context. Doesn't work. So our work really needs to look outside the doors at what are the challenges and the opportunities there, and make sure that at least part of our work is contributing to the biggest challenges and opportunities. Otherwise, it undermines our own institutions. It doesn't make sense. And so the way I also think of it is that because sustainable development is quite new for museums, they need to learn fast, but they need to learn in a kind of very shortcut way. So the sustainable development goals, people often think, are a kind of new thing, and that's kind of not correct either. They're a new way to achieve the many things that are already supposed to be, you know, being worked on, but are not. It doesn't work. Because many human rights agreements, many environmental agreements, there's lots and lots of them, but they can often contradict one another. And what we can end up doing, if we try to address one of them, we just end up kind of ping-ponging from one issue to the other, and nothing really changes. We need to see these things as connected. We saw that very well with the COVID pandemic. A health crisis is linked to a social crisis, linked to an economic crisis, linked to the environment. That's a very typical sustainable development challenge. These things are very tightly connected. So we can actually use the sustainable development goals as a very, very practical tool. So what we can do is, even, I'll just give you an example, take the picture of the 17 Sustainable Development Goals, which most people will know, and talk with a group of staff and say, how would you describe the situation here in our town? What's going well? What's the big priority? What's a massive challenge? And then look again at, well, how do we help address those challenges? Because often there's a disconnect. So for instance, poverty is an enormous challenge, but not that many museums work on poverty. So it's an obvious area that museums could do more in, you know, to explore poverty, to address poverty and so on. And so just to give some examples, we can use the Sustainable Development Goals and their targets in very many ways. We can either use them for our planning, we can use them to communicate with the public how our organization works. We can use them to set our own goals, make plans, but also to communicate what we did. Because one of the challenges with museums communicating their value is an awful lot of what museums do is behind the scenes. The public don't really see it. And it can be quite hard to explain, including to funders and politicians, what museums do if they can't see it. So the Sustainable Development Goals, because they're something all the countries have committed to, museums showing, well, we make a concrete contribution to this, also helps to communicate the value of museums. And the way I often think about it is that the SDGs, as we call them for short, the SDGs need museums because museums reach lots of people. There are some aspects of the goals which are very specific to the work of museums. But I also think that museums need the SDGs because they help them communicate their value and to do worthwhile things.
I'd like to start by reiterating something that Henry said, and I think that's very important, also related to your question, Ana Paula. So integrating sustainable development in the museum work is not more work. It's a different way to look at our work. I think that's very important to realize. It's a different perspective to look at what we do, to plan our activities, and to tell the story of what we do. So I think that's very important. The other aspect is also, of course, to get a better understanding of what the SDGs are. So we call that SDG literacy. So as we start to understand better what the SDGs want to achieve, and we know that under each SDG, there are targets, so they're more specific. So what each SDG target, there's 169 of them, want to achieve, and how we are already contributing to some of these targets, and how can we contribute more and maybe address other targets. So that's where it starts. And again, in order to facilitate that, we created this self-assessment tool. So it's a questionnaire. Now, if you go through the Our Collections Matter website, you can find Our Collections Matter self-assessment tool. It's a questionnaire where each question is related to a specific SDG target. So when you take the questionnaire, at the end, you get a map where, okay, we are already doing this and this and this. So here's where we are contributing to sustainable development. And then you see where there are gaps, and based on the questionnaire, so that might also give you new ideas, not of how to do better, to change, to work in a different way. So I would start there. And then I would like to say back to specific examples. So in order to put that into practice, but also to collect evidence, know that that can work well, starting small. So since 2021, here at ICROM, not through the Our Collections Matter initiative, we do what we call the Our Collections Matter field projects, where we worked every year with about 30 or so collections-based institutions, so museums, libraries, and archives, and work with them together to address one very specific, start small, sustainable development aspiration or challenge they want to address. And then, you know, looking through the targets, the SDG targets that pertain to that, finding tools together, creating a small project, and finding ways to monitor, know, the results of this project. That's a great way to start. And for the projects that are already concluding, so we are collecting their results and publishing them on the Our Collections Matter webpage, field projects, there's a section there dedicated to these projects, where you can see it. So we want to demonstrate, collect evidence, to say, show the power of museums, no, across the different SDGs. For instance, just to give you a couple of specific examples, we worked with the National Museum of Uganda, where their project was to bring the drum making. So they have the Uganda national drum is a very important national symbol. So the museum went to the communities, local communities, bringing the drum and worked with drum makers, and also brought in the youth. And it was very interesting because traditionally it's only men who are allowed to play these drums. They also brought girls. So there was an aspect of gender equality. There was an aspect of education, improved livelihoods, because these people were trained to acquire the skills to make drums. And looking at the bigger picture, there was also an aspect of environmental education for these children. So that was really interesting and a holistic approach. It was a small project, and of course, hopefully they will continue and will inspire others. So this example is there. There's also, for instance, in Spain, in Valencia, the National Museum of Ceramics and Sumptuary Arts, where they're very famous for their ceramics collections, but they have other types of collections as well. For instance, paintings that were always kind of hidden in storage. So they work with the marginalized youth. So they partner with the youth organization. They partner with the street artists. They brought these young people into the museum. So they explain what the museum does. They show the collection. And then they work to create and co-curate an exhibition, really integrating these people who were not coming to the museum. And it was also an opportunity to show this other part of the museum collections with a stronger link to the community. They did an exhibition, was very successful. The media was there, et cetera, et cetera. And one last example in Argentina, the National Museum of Oriental Art. No, they brought, they have, of course, no artifacts from Japan, Korea, et cetera. So they started with their Japanese collection. They brought in senior Japanese citizens who could identify these kinds of objects and tell their story. So there was an intergenerational interaction. And by that discussion, so it was good for the senior citizens, no, who felt more integrated, and then they remember their youth. So it was in the terms of well-being and good memories, or even like more sensitive memories. And for the museum, it was very important to enrich the documentation of their collection, how they present these collections, how they tell. So it became more meaningful for the communities. And there are several other initiatives at large levels. For instance, you have the Coalition of Museums for Climate Justice. You have the International Association of Women's Museums. You have a global network of water museums. I think there are several examples there. But again, it's a different way to look at how we work and to tell our story. So I would just like to, you know, to reinforce that we are now offering this this training and their tools, you know, to support museums get started. I would again recommend to take the self-assessment. I think it's a great way to get started, to see where you are, and then, you know, discover new windows to do different and do better. I would invite everyone also to have a look at the field projects page in the Our Collections Matter section of the ICRM website, so that you get inspired. And then it's just a matter of start doing it. I would say start small, no, but focus. And I mean, you have to take it from there.
I completely agree with starting small. And one example that immediately comes to my mind is recently we were at the Museum in Marseille where we held the ICOM annual meetings. And they shared a recent policy that they implemented. And for me, that's a very small step where you can start, and that demonstrates the impact that you can have. So they basically decided that they would turn off the power of the building from 10 p.m. at night until the day that people start working. And this very simple action resulted in saving 20% of energy consumption. And for me, this very simple act doesn't require a lot, but it has a very strong impact. And there are a million other examples like this. And this is also what we want to show with the award. through the 5 P's, people, planet, prosperity, peace and partnership, is really to demonstrate the plurality of actions that sustainable development can be for museums. So we look forward to seeing all of the different innovative projects, whether from small museums, big museums, small actions, big impacts. So yes, this is what we want the award to be about as well.
These kind of initiatives are important so that we can continue to grow and continue to develop with and adapt towards the new society. But as Jose and Henry were saying, it's not something new, but it's something that we need to start looking at and need to start just changing our perspectives, which the ICOM Award aims to in a way. We have reached the last part of the episode, and in Museum Chill, we do something called rapid fire questions, when at the end we just ask our guests to give us more extended, let's say, information to continue reading or continue enjoying or learning about the subject that we touch on. And for us, we start with asking you if you have any recommendation, be it a documentary, a movie, a series, a book, a report that people can look at and read for more information, read for more insights on the matter.
For me, sustainable development is not a hugely mysterious thing. It's not very technical. It comes down to people, and it comes down to people doing what they believe is the right thing and something that is how they want to contribute to the world. So I would say whatever it is, whether it's a film, a book, a quote, an object, you know, a museum, whatever it is is going to help you to get something in your diary for when you're going to make a start. That is the most important thing. And then also, sustainable development means change. So if we find that we're doing the same thing as we were doing a year ago, we're not changing in the right way. We need to the things that are going to help us to do things differently. And whatever that is, that's the right thing.
So I'd like to add there, I would invite people to read the Agenda 2030. So it is online, transforming our world. So we start to get a better understanding of what the Agenda 2030 is about. You find inside the agenda, you find the SDGs, so the famous sustainable development goals that everybody knows their picture, so they are there. And you will also see there the underlying sustainable development targets. So I would invite people, everyone, to read through the agenda. The beginning is not explain what the agenda is about. And also really to look, have a read through the SDG targets. They are online, so you can Google them as sustainable development goals, so you can see. I think it will be very interesting. And as you go through the targets, to think about how do they connect with our work in the museums. So that will be some. And then, of course, I'll invite everyone to have a look at the Our Collections Matter webpage on the ICROM website. So that explains what the approach. But in particular, again, to take the self-assessment, I think that can be very informative. Also as a baseline, it can give you a baseline of where your museum is today. And it's also a way to plan and also a way to help communicate. Also look, in addition to the self-assessment tool, there's also the online toolkit, as I said, with lots of tools, open access from the heritage sector and beyond, that can give you inspiration and ideas to continue to work, to improve the work you're doing, more specifically towards pre-identified SDG targets. In the toolkit, we also provide some indicators that can help you think about ways to address the target, but also to measure what you're doing and to help you communicate, you know, the results. So again, we really would like to empower museums, not to kind of get a better grasp of sustainable development and have the tools and the skills and the motivation, you know, as we share the project, to really embark on this journey. And I think the ICOM Sustainable Development Practice Award is also a great opportunity for the sector, you know, to raise awareness, to inspire, and to continue to promote museums, you know, as big players. So museums are big players in sustainable development and these global networks, you know, such as ICOM and others. So we have, I think we have an important role here to play together. Can you imagine all the museums in the ICOM network or all the museums in the world fully aware of sustainable development, of the goals, and working proactively toward these goals. I think that would make a huge impact. And that's what we are aiming here, not through this collaboration and through this award. So that's it from me.
Very good recommendations, Henry and Jose. And maybe to add to that, I can remind everyone that Henry's website, Curating Tomorrow, also has very valuable resources, and strongly agree with the OCM Toolkit, which regroups a lot of resources as well. Key Culture also has very good guides and practical approaches. And on ICOM's side, we have the Action Plan 2030 that is available on the member space, and that is a good start for ICOM's committees if they want to start somewhere. And maybe to add a personal recommendation, there's the Sustainable Development Solutions Network that offer free courses, free training. So if you want to go more in depth into what sustainable development is, that's a good place to start as well.
Thank you for those pretty interesting suggestions. And then we wouldn't be a museum podcast if we didn't ask you about something related to museums. Is there a museum or an exhibition that you are looking forward to see, or that it's been just very impactful to you that you've seen before?
Yeah, so I mean, a museum I love is Inverness Museum, because I grew up near Inverness in the north of Scotland. And I volunteered there for years when I was a student and in my 20s. So it's kind of where I started my museum career. And it's a relatively small museum, but it does, relatively small exhibitions several times a year. So I always look for, like whenever I go up to see my mother, I always look forward to visiting the museum because it's part of my life, really.
Not have anything in particular. So No particular museum of or exhibition, because, I mean, I love all of them. So what I do, especially now that after we started working with the Sustainable Development Goals, so I try to look through what the museum is offering. So when I enter the museum, I kind of put my SDG glasses on, and I try to see, you know, what's already happening there through that exhibition. Oh, we can even consider that as kind of a social intervention. I mean, what's happening there? How is it contributing? Could it be different? You know, could it be something else? What else? I mean, just kind of to enjoy, but also to have that critical look through the sustainable development perspective. I think, I mean, I like doing that. It's very informative, and also new ideas pop up always.
For me, very recently, I was in Mauritius, and there's a museum called L'Aventure du Sucre, and it's basically a museum about sugar production, which was an ancient sugar factory. And they have a recent cool exhibition on what a sustainable household looks like. And they worked with local artists to make the exhibit. And for me, that's a personal recent favorite.
Amazing. And lastly, what's the song that you will listen to in a museum?
Wow, that's a good one. So I would go either with classic or classic rock. I don't know, Vivaldi or, Genesis.
I can think of one. There's an artist that I really like. Her name is Jane, and she has a song called All Right, and she says, "Things gonna be all right. Things gonna be just fine." So that's the vibe.
So I can think of one that was, it was an exhibition that was in a museum in Liverpool where I live. And it was about John Lennon and Yoko Ono's work on peace. The song, they had the Imagine, and they had that playing kind of on a loop all through the exhibition. And it really added to the exhibition, because I love that idea that, like, if we can imagine a better world, that means we can make a better world. So it fitted very well.
Beautiful.
That's a cool one.
Thank you all for participating in this episode. I think you've given enough, maybe just information for people to start looking with the sustainable development glasses and start just going around and enjoying museums even more. So thank you everyone for being here. Until the next one. Thank you.
And thank you, Ana Paula, for inviting us.
Thanks, Ana Paula. Thanks, ICOM.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks, Ana Paula. Thanks, ICOM.
For anyone interested, don't hesitate on going towards ICOM.museum. You will find a lot of information there, from the call for applications to the announcement of the award. Thank you everyone again for joining us in this episode, and we will share all the details on the episode's description as well. Bye.